This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Dr. Dana Ray joins us from Crossing Healthcare. Dr. Ray, good morning. Thank you for being with us. I hope you had a great weekend.
I did. Thank you. I hope you had the same.
I did. A little rainy, but we had some sunshine this morning, which does the mental health a great jump start. All right, let's start with vaccines. I know you guys are offering clinics for both Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. Appointment availability started Friday, April 9th. What are we looking at here as far as qualifications? I think available to anyone 18 or older who live or work in Macon County. Is that correct?
Correct. Actually, we have been discussing internally, not even necessarily requiring people to live in Macon County, because we want people to get vaccinated. And right now with the excess in vaccines that we have, we're just encouraging anyone who is 18 or older to come to our facility and we will vaccinate you. Today and tomorrow, I believe we have Johnson & Johnson, and then the remainder of the week we have Moderna that is available. And so the quickest and easiest way is to go to Crossing Healthcare website and click on a link, and you will be able to then register for the vaccine of your choice.
Okay, and then you guys are doing extended hours, 8 a.m. Until noon, and then 1 p.m. until 3:30. People can expect, what, about 20, 25 minutes tops? I mean, I know you have a 15-minute wait time after the vaccine has been administered just to make sure there's no reactions. You got healthcare professionals standing by. It's so efficient, so effective. And yet, do you feel like that we just right now are kind of up against the wall as far as people that are still reluctant to do this?
Correct. So reluctancy is the biggest factor right now. I just went to a ministry yesterday locally and talked to their parishioners about getting vaccinated and addressed their concerns. And one of the things that has been proven to be most effective is having conversations like that, face-to-face conversations, if hopefully with social distancing and all of that,
yes.
or virtually having conversations with people about those concerns that they have, so that they can feel more at ease about getting the vaccine.
You know, Dr. Ray, I watched a special on CNN this weekend with Dr. Sanjay Gupta about vaccines and a lot about the misinformation and about how, you know, a relatively small amount of people have been responsible for spreading so much of this misinformation. And if you break it down, and this was even before COVID, but certainly has been multiplied during the past 12 months, there really isn't the reason for the irrational fear that is out there.
You know, it's fear. Like you said, it's fear. It's fear of the unknown. It's fear of what if I'm the one that is going to receive an adverse outcome. And my message has been to people that if you receive COVID or catch COVID, that is going to be just as devastating, if not more devastating, than if you get the vaccine. The whole reason for us pushing a vaccine is because we want to decrease death rates and we want to decrease hospitalizations. The vaccines have been proven to do that very well. And so if we want to see a decrease in the death of loved ones, of people that we know, and to see decrease in hospitalizations, then the way to do that is to get vaccinated.
Let me ask you this. For all too many people, the conversation in and around COVID over the last year is either you get it and you're fine or you get it and you die. There's a whole lot of in between. We're looking at mental health issues. We're looking at these long haulers and some people who are still a year later dealing with this. There's a lot of gray in between being okay and passing away.
Correct. Correct. And, you know, and that is the one message that is not getting out to people, that you can have a long life, I mean, a long sequel of events that's going to take place as a result of catching COVID. But there hasn't been a lot of emphasis on that. And we cannot predict who's going to have those adverse outcomes. So are you going to be someone who's going to be totally asymptomatic, no health issues at all as a result of receiving COVID? Are you going to be one of the long haulers who's having issues with mental fog or just neurological issues as a result? Or are you going to be one that is, you know, going to be hospitalized on event for weeks and possibly end up close to death or dying? We don't know that. There is no predictor other than the fact that if you have if you have chronic health issues, that you're at more at risk. But there's healthy people who have no medical issues who are not bouncing back from COVID.
Yeah, and we're seeing with the variants, not only here in the United States, but around the world, there's just heartbreaking stories coming out of Brazil. But these variants seem to be attacking younger age victims more so than what we've had in the past year.
Correct. And the message that I want our listeners to hear is that some of those variants are in our community. As a result of some news articles that went out this weekend, we have four different variants that's present in Macon County. And so we can no longer just say, well, that's the East Coast or the West Coast. It's right here in Central Illinois. And so the more people who get vaccinated, the less likelihood of you getting COVID and getting one of those variants, and having, again, someone in your life or yourself having adverse health outcomes as a result of COVID.
All right. Once again, Crossing Healthcare is offering vaccine clinics. They are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until noon, and then 1 to 3:30. You can go to crossinghealthcare.org/COVID-19 to make an appointment. Dr. Ray, we appreciate it. Thank you for your leadership and your hard work, and we'll talk to you next week. Dr. Dana Ray, one of my favorite people. She was a great city council member and has a great story and continues to serve this community in a capacity that is almost hard to understand. Just how much work goes into that and what they're doing on the campus of Crossing.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.